Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m. It's Tim and Jess here with you live on Hit CQ.
Tim, we have still got a massive 3 hours to come. We're going to be updating you on our raft. It's starting building tomorrow. We are finally in those final phases. I'm starting to feel more and more useless when it comes to this raft.
Yes, so we are going to be starting building this little bad boy for the Gladstone Harbour Fest. So if you do want to register yourself, you don't have long. March 19, it needs to be finished, your raft, so that it can get approved by the Gladstone Harbour Festival for people.
Anybody can enter those. So anytime you want to, you're thinking maybe me and my mates can throw something together this weekend, head on to the Harbour Festival website and register yourself now.
GladstoneFestival.com. Also, Jess, today is going to be a very special day after 7:30 because, look, I want to put out a tribute. And I know people listening are going to want to get involved. And I think it's going to be a really special moment on the radio.
Like, okay.
I think you're going to be really jazzed. I think we're going to be jazzed as a team.
Can you let me know what we're doing a tribute to first?
Absolutely not, my friend. But Jess, we had it quite a large... Actually, we should probably touch off and cover over what we talked about with our CEO yesterday.
Of course.
Because we did get Tim, our listener Tim, he said we should ask what's happening in the next 5 years in radio to our CEO of our company.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some very good answers that the CEO gave us. You asked the question.
Yep.
We're going in the way of radio.
Radio is the future.
Woo! That's good. It was good to have a bit of job security.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the main reason for checking, really.
Yes.
There's a few other ventures the company is investing in, but radio is the way to go.
Unfortunately, my pitch to get hats that are company branded as a new division, kind of like how you see like hats on New York Fashion Week, they turned that one down.
It's because you pitched to have Tim written on the back of all of them. So.
And the front. So, Jess, coming up next, I know you're a big fan of Instagram. Look, I like Instagram the most of any social media.
Mm-hmm.
There is one thing that's going on with Instagram that you could be posting that could be making you more aggressive in one area.
Oh.
I will tell you about it after this. It's very interesting, and I think it's very, very accurate. So if you're on Instagram right now, just chill.
Okay. I should get off it. We're doing the show.
Oh, yeah. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Urban there, parallel line, 9 minutes past 6 a.m. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Jess, just quickly, where are we at for our hunt for Keith Urban to get him on the show? What day?
Day 28.
All right.
I've run out of leads.
Zero contact.
Dean was hanging out with Angela Bishop on
apparently
the weekend.
Apparently, who's friends with him.
Apparently, they're mates. But
so
she
Dean's
won't return any of my calls, so.
Jess, Instagram.
Mm.
You're a big fan of it.
Yep.
I'm quite a big fan of Instagram.
I love a good Insta story.
And look, you follow a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've talked about this before. Do you have more followers than people you follow?
No, Tim. I finally cracked it.
Good.
I have more people following me than I follow now.
Good. So you had to delete about 1,000. But that's fine. So I want to talk about, do you follow like chefs or like food bloggers?
All of the time.
Yeah.
And like not just food bloggers, like people that just like eat food, just like love food.
Love food.
Addicted to food.
Food.
Food bargains. and then because I like one of those.
Suggested.
More suggestions will come, and I just scroll through my Instagram and food videos start.
I feel like you're not alone. Like I know, for example, my girlfriend is that type of person. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people listening right now are probably thinking, yes. And I think just this might be my personal observation on my girlfriend's Instagram that I see who she follows. Breakfast foods are probably the most popular food to post as like a healthy meal.
Yeah.
Look at me out for lunch.
Maybe we're following different food people because I'm always watching burgers, ribs, chips, but just anything drowned in cheese.
But there is that artsy group where it's like, look at my my buckwheat pancakes with some blueberries and like all that stuff.
If you haven't Instagrammed a photo of your breakfast at some point of your Instagram life, you have not Instagrammed, son.
So I'm not really on Instagram.
Nah,
if I've never done that.
No, I think you need to we need to go out for a big breakfast this morning just so you can Instagram it.
All right. Are you paying? Because I'm not paying for that. But apparently, this girl from the United States, she's like a blogger and an Instagram analyst.
Mm.
She's saying that posting pictures of food on your Instagram makes you eat more because it's coming up in your feed so much that you want to feed on it.
Yep.
And it's going, I wouldn't mind that. And then it makes you post more photos. And then so essentially this person is saying, Instagram is making us all eat more because of food envy.
I mean, I would like to think that my lack of exercise and a terrible diet is the cause of my fatness. But if Instagram's the cause of it...
I'm absolutely
happy to blame Instagram for how fat I am.
You've absolutely gone left when I wanted you to go right. Because apparently, say if you post a photo of a breakfast, people are trying to get the most colours and sort of things inside the thing. That's how you get more calories. So they're like, oh, how can I make this the most beautiful thing to post on Instagram? They're like, I'll have some extra blueberries, some honey, some strawberries, blah, blah, blah. When what you should really be getting is not all those sides, because that's when you start to
Instagram
get
is the cause of obesity. I've learned something this morning,
it's definitely
Tim.
Not saturated sugars.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
I don't give a what. It is 7:38. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. And Jess, I've been talking about this tribute for the last 24 hours.
And it's really annoying.
It is really important to me. And I know it's important to the people of Central Queensland, because at the moment, you could almost say it's in memoriam. We're celebrating something that's become a staple in Central Queensland in recent months. And I would like to do a tribute, as it is the first Wednesday since Clickbait, Australia's greatest radio game, has ever ended. And look,
if I had have known you were going to be bringing Clickbait up on this show again, I would have vetoed this segment.
It's very unkind of you to say these things in a memoriam. Clickbait, look, you came from nowhere and you shot too close to the sun.
Okay.
You burned up. You burned too bright. You were too successful. Like Marcus Ambrose, early 2000s V8 supercar driver. He went to the NASCAR after V8 supercars. He was too successful at that. Then he was bad. Then he was bad at NASCAR.
No one knows.
Everyone,
that
I have been stopped on the street minimum 17 times. Said, Tim,
bull.
When is Clickbait coming back? Can you deny we have messages on Facebook that say, when is Clickbait, Australia's greatest ever radio game, coming back on air?
Yeah, and I haven't been responding to them.
Every Wednesday for the last 5 weeks, we've been playing Clickbait at this time.
Mm.
And I think it's a very special opportunity. On 13, 12, 16, if you want to call up and share a thought, share a memory of Clickbait, Australia's greatest ever radio game, and what it meant to you.
I mean, I thought Clickbait was the most garbage radio thing we could possibly do.
Again, slander now, during in memoriam is not respected well.
This is possibly more, even more garbage.
13, 12, 16, if you would like to call up and let us know what Clickbait meant to you, some fond memories, share your relationship with Clickbait. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16. It's Tim and Jess.
I can't believe you're wasting
on
the show
Hit
like
CQ. And what an apt song. Look at the tributes. The Angels.
I honestly could not care less. Can we just speed through this?
That have descended on us. And Jess, we are in mourning because it is the first week in the last 5 weeks that we have not played Australia's greatest ever radio game, Clickbait.
And you still managed to get on the show.
I don't know what you're talking about. Jess, it is a sad moment. It is an in memoriam, in a tribute to the Oscars as well, in memoriam every single year. And right now we are celebrating the short and quick life, the explosion that was Australia's greatest ever radio game, Clickbait. And
sure.
I did a tribute just before Coldplay, and I would like to open it up to people that it meant the most to. And we've had John call up on 13, 12, 16. John, look, how are you feeling, mate? I know it's a lot going on.
Oh, it's hard today. It's pretty hard today.
It's hard today, John. Can you tell us, what did Clickbait mean to you, my friend?
Well, I won it on the second week.
Wow. John, $100 winner.
Yes. It was a great moment for me.
Wow.
But it doesn't really compare to the time I put in watching the first week video and memorizing the clicking tones.
He worked hard.
John, have you tried getting a life mate?
All right. Again,
it was boring.
Exactly. And then Clickbait entered your life. And John, is there any one final thing you'd like to say to Clickbait to
bring it back?
Bring it back.
It's not coming back, John.
Vale, John.
I'm glad you enjoyed your prize. Thank you for your call.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
All right, we've got Kathy on 13, 12, 16. Kathy, would you like to have any special words about Clickbait?
Oh, thank God it's gone.
Wow.
Yes!
Kathy.
Kathy!
This is very disrespectful and in memoriam.
No, Kathy, please tell me more.
I couldn't believe you put it on in the first place.
Right?
Kathy.
I was completely fooled into it, Kathy.
Kathy, I have one question. Do you go to funerals and spit on gravesites? Because this seems to be what you're doing right now. It's very
Kathy's
disrespectful.
Kathy's my favourite caller.
How do you think John would feel after what he just poured his heart out? And Kathy, you've called up and you've absolutely belittled Australia's greatest ever radio segment.
Kathy, I'm taking your number down. I'm going to send you a prize, mate.
All right, I'm going to hang up on Kathy. Thank you for your call, Kathy. Yeah, she's gone.
Tim, you can't just
it's
hang
too
up
late.
On her.
It's too late. Kathy, if Kathy's going to come to my party and unplug the lights, that's her. And I just,
I'm with you, Kathy, and that's why Clickbait will never be returning to this radio station.
How dare you? And in closing, I just want to say one last thing. Clickbait, you're a good friend to me. You're a good friend to people in Central Queensland. Hashtag, put your clicks out.
Okay. Put a song on.
It's like the firing of the guns.
Good Lord.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I want to talk Ed Sheeran, because Ed Sheeran's concerts are kicking off this weekend across the country. And when he sold his tickets initially, it was like over a year ago now.
Sure.
And I was living in South Australia. So I bought a ticket to the Melbourne show thinking I'll be able to drive
Clearly,
down.
Obvious decision.
5 hours. It's a 5-hour drive, but it's worth it for Ed Sheeran.
Sure.
I now live in Queensland.
It is significantly longer than a 5-hour drive, and it is not cheap to fly from here to Melbourne.
I owe the company 6 days of annual leave.
After a very nice inspection this morning of my annual leave. Oh, it's in the negative.
So I am not able to go to the show this weekend.
We should have asked our CEO yesterday if we could have more leave.
Missed opportunity.
Literally the one thing we need.
So I took to Facebook. I had a friend that was willing to buy the ticket off me. She ended up getting tickets from somewhere else.
I remember you saying, because I was like, what are you going to do with your Ed Sheeran ticket? He's like, I've already sold it.
Already
and then
sold
yesterday
it.
I said, mate, what are you doing?
Because I popped on Facebook and I said, anyone want/need a single general admission ticket to Ed Sheeran's Melbourne show?
Do you have no
Saturday
friends and love acoustic music? Then boy, have I got a ticket for you.
Well, because it's general admission. If someone's already going general True. Admission, then they need just one more extra ticket.
My bad.
Then people started commenting being like, what a kind offer.
No. No, you've missed. What words did you use?
See, so this is what I'm thinking. I went back and I was, anyone want, need a single general admission ticket? I mentioned no, at no point did
sell.
I mention how much I was selling it for.
No sale.
Now, if someone comes to me and says, yeah, I'll take the ticket, how do I say to them, well, that'll be $100? Because I spent $100 on this ticket.
Say $100, easy. How does $100 sound?
Because like people have started commenting being like, pick me. Are the airline tickets included as well?
I'm Jeez.
Like, no, the ticket isn't included.
You should do like one of those revised things that like Pedestrian TV and BuzzFeed do and be like, edited. This is for a sale.
So, I mean, if you're heading down to Melbourne and you need an extra Ed Sheeran ticket, hit me up. Let me know.
We're not giving it away.
No, it's not to give away. It's $100, guys.
I knew you were using this show to get rid of stuff.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
13, 12, 16. I want to talk about what are your relationship roles? Because I was chatting to my father over the phone this weekend and I said, Dad, what have you been up to, mate? And he's like, Timbo, me and your mum have been painting the concrete out the back and the bricks. And
sure.
I was like, oh, cool. Because I know that they've been looking for the same colour that the original brickwork was, and it's been super hard to track down. Like, you know how even sometimes you can take out a cutout to the paint place and they come up and they'd be like, this is the colour you need. Can't even find that.
Wow.
So they decided that they were going to just do new colours.
I love that you even made fun of your mum because you're like, usually she doesn't help, but she sent you a picture of her painting. Well done, Ben.
Sitting down, but still helping nonetheless. So they had a painting weekend. It seems like they had fun. It's all finished now. Mm. But what normally happens in my parents' relationship with their roles is that Dad will pick what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Mum will pick the colours. So
nice.
Dad was like, all right, we're going to paint the back concrete and the pergola. And Mum was like, all right, I'm picking the colours. And then so they – and Mum, look, love you, Mum, picks the worst colours.
Really?
She picked cream and like one of the two colours she picked, like the outlining colours, was like a grey, like a brownie grey. Mm. Looked great on the outline with the cream in the middle. But I said, Mum – that is going to get dirty.
So dirty.
Ground is dirty.
Do they enjoy pressure washing things? Because they're going to be doing
a
lot of it.
So, Dad, but see, this is the thing. Mum deals, like, puts out the situation, then Dad deals with the consequences. Yeah. So, Dad's going to be a pressure hose master within the next 2 months. But then it got me thinking about things in the past. Mm. So, normally in Mum and Dad's relationship, Dad will pick the thing, Mum will pick the colour. With Dad's car that he bought in, like, 2008, Dad got to pick the car, Mum picked the colour. Worst colour for you. Again, Mum, love you to death, but she's picking the wrong colour. She picked like gold. Always pick white. If you're buying a car, pick white. It's the one that's easiest to hide mud and dirt and stuff on it.
Yeah, but it's also the ugliest one.
I disagree. White cars are beautiful.
Yeah.
And it also got me thinking about my relationship. When we're cooking dinner, me and my girlfriend, I'll pick the theme.
Yeah.
She picks what we're going to eat out of that.
Right. Okay.
So I'll be like, you know what, tonight let's go like a vegetable and a fish. And she'll pick the fish, the types of veggies we have, and then we'll try and cook together. She takes over because I'm garbage at it.
See, speaking of which, my parents, their roles are my mum will cook and my dad will eat.
I like Chris's role. Your dad's got a good role. So 13, 12, 16, in your relationship, what are your roles? What are your duties? Like, not, I'm not saying like cooking, cleaning, but like, all right, say if you're going to be deciding, hey, we're going to do the garden this way, who's planning the garden? You plan the garden, I take care of it kind of thing. So right. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What are the roles in your relationship? 13, 12, 16, we have been talking about relationship roles because I was speaking to my father over the weekend, my dad, Petey B, and he was deciding that, look, we need to paint the back concrete and the bricks because they've got an event coming up and they're like, it's time. It's just time. Let's just paint it. Make it look nice and fresh. But normally when that happens in that situation where they need to, whether it's picking furniture or picking stuff like that, dad picks what it is, mum picks the colour.
Even like couches and stuff?
Couches.
Like your dad picks the couch, your
I'd say
picks
mum
the
mum would be like, here's three, pick, yeah. I'll pick the colour. So there's always an involvement where dad would be like, this is what we'll go with. Mm. But mum's normally mum's the decision maker in the house.
See, with my parents, it'll be like my dad will pick something and my mum will go, absolutely not, this is what we're doing. And my dad says, yes.
Sorry.
Sure, Loretta, that whatever you want.
Sorry, sir. So on 13, 12,
what
6.
What accent is that?
That was me being quiet. 13, 12, 16. We've got Karina from Graysmere. Karina, what are the roles in your relationship?
So my husband works and he works a lot of really, really long hours. Okay. And so he's also like 45-minute travel time. So I basically do everything. And I get to pick everything.
So Karina does everything and her husband works.
Drives.
Not everything. Like, I do everything at home.
Yeah, sure.
And we have three kids. So I do everything with the kids and I do everything at home. And, you know, I will organise dinner. Like, I work out a 7-day plan for what we're going to have for dinner. And I'll ask him, you know, what do you think? And he might chuck out some suggestions. But basically, it's, you know, I just do it. I choose it and he eats.
So you're in charge, Karina, is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah.
Karina, you sound like my mum. That's exactly her role in the family. Mum does everything.
So, Karina, would you give your husband tasks? Say, all right, you know that he's going to take 45 minutes to get home from work. Do you say, all right, on your way home, I need you to go to the butcher. I need you to go to the supermarket, get this if we don't already have it in the home. Or I need you to go and get some like clippers because the hedge is getting out of hand. Is that sort of his responsibility as well?
No, not really, because he leaves home at like 5 in the morning. And generally, he's not home till 7. So I just think, like, you know, I couldn't expect him to do anything else other than what he's already doing.
Come and mow the lawns in the dark. Thanks, Dale. And if you could get dinner sorted by 9, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a bit hungry.
Like, what kind of a wife would I be if I was like, oh, and by the way, can you do this, this, and that? Yeah. Like, he helps out around the house and he helps with the kids and everything. But, you know, we all have our jobs and that's my job.
Exactly.
It's my job.
I think it's obviously each relationship is each to its own because, say, Corinne, if it was flipped, I'm sure it will be the exact opposite. He would take care of a lot of things at home. You're doing the big hours of work. So I like that you're sort of individualising your roles in your relationship, mate. So thanks for your
call. Exactly right. Yeah, when you have a young family, that's what you got to do. Like, you know, you just got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do. Thanks for your call, Karina.
Thank you. Bye.
No worries, mate. Jess, you could almost say our working relationship. It's like a working relationship, you and I.
Yeah.
Like, my role is to make all the jokes and be hilarious. Your job's to laugh.
Thanks.
Laugh, monkey.
Absolutely not. How dare you?
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
I would like to say something to Jess, to you. And to the people of Central Queensland that might be in a similar situation.
Right.
Single people. There's nothing wrong with being single.
Ever since you got in a relationship, you're on your high horse about getting in relationships.
No. I'm trying to help. Because obviously, just because you're single doesn't mean you're unhappy.
Yeah, you say that to me all the time.
Just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you're happy. I can't stress enough how happy I am in my relationship. But I want to talk about something for those of you that date a little, maybe go on a few too many dates. Because over-dating can ruin your love life.
I mean, that's why I go on next to no dates, right?
So going on too many dates can stop you finding love because you get in that mindset of, I need to date. And it's like you said in the last 12 months, you went on a date and you were interested in someone because it was a date. And then you realized, actually, no, I'm not interested in this person. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in the idea of this person, which I didn't think was a real thing. And I was like, no, I completely understand.
Yeah. And then he said to me a few weeks later, oh, look, I think we should just be friends. And I was all offended.
And Yes, I agree.
And I absolutely shouldn't have been offended because I felt the same way. But no one wants to hear that, like, I'm not interested in you.
Now, I have found a study that's sort of backing this up. This bloke that's written the study, he said that anything more than two first dates a week is probably too much. If you have that much time that you're going on two first dates a week, chill.
I had a mate that we used to call...
Here we go.
First date Ben.
First date Ben. He would only make the first date.
He would always have a lot of first dates. And
is this,
then...
Is this Ben with a ponytail? Yeah, it's Ben with a ponytail.
I hope he's not listening to this show.
Sorry, Ben. No, Ben is a nice guy. I know, Ben. Mm. But look, it's you don't want to get in that mindset. And if you're listening right now, you just need to realize that, yes, all right, if something happens, sure, organize dates. Go on dates. Dates are fun.
Mm-hmm.
If they go bad, they go bad. Who cares? Move on. It's not a
picture of
you.
So how often should I be dating?
Oh, you know, more than once every 2 years,
yeah,
in my opinion.
That's probably fair, isn't it?
If you could just up that.
Hey, I left the house this weekend.
To come to work. That's not as riveting as you're selling it. I want you to find love.
I'm trying.
Actually, no, in your contract, you can't find love because I can't make fun of you not being in love.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, before we get to the news and, of course, the pressure test,
yep.
I want to tell you about Australian men. We give them a hard time, but...
Do we?
Yeah, well, I do on this show. But apparently Australian men do more housework than most men in the entire world.
You know what I think the reason is because? I just think Aussie men, they just get stuff done.
Yep.
They just, look, what's the point of complaining? Why are we going left? Why are we going right? Let's just do the work.
Apparently, the only people that beat us...
Japan.
Danish dudes.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Normally, it's like either Japan, Canada, Denmark, or Sweden.
Apparently, blokes in Denmark average nearly 3 hours of chores a day.
A day?
A day. Aussie men typically spend 2 hours and 52 minutes each day on housework.
Wow. What's defined as housework? Like, is me putting an imprint in my couch as I sit and watch Brooke Netflix for 5 hours? Is that housework?
I don't think that's counted as housework.
Someone's got to do it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Tim and Jess's pressure test. For your local Bank of Queensland, it is possible to love a bank.
That's right, Tim. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all right. You walk away with $1,000 for your Wednesday morning.
That's right. Bank of Queensland slings it to us every single day. Hopefully we can give it away today. We've got Nathan from Gracemere now. Nathan, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you feeling today?
Well, I got all of them right yesterday.
All right. We hear a lot of that.
Yep.
But, mate.
Let's see how you do when the pressure's on.
Good luck. Your time starts now.
What is the capital city of Australia?
Canberra.
Who sang the song Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Shania Twain.
In the movie The Martian, Matt Damon's character was stuck on which planet?
Mars.
Which town sits further north, Brisbane or Alice Springs?
Alice Springs.
In the movie Avatar, was the name of the planet Pandora, Pluto or Pan Am?
Pandora.
The Beatles famously sang about a submarine. What colour was it?
Yellow.
Who was the female lead singer in the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
On what social app would you poke someone on?
Facebook.
Sebastian is a red crab from which cartoon movie?
The Little Mermaid.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical is The Phantom of the What?
Opera. Come on.
Tim!
Mate, we got a winner! We got a winner! Nathan! Oh. Nathan! You've just won $1,000 thanks to the Bank of Queensland.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Mate, you were on a roll. I was dancing as you were going.
My heart is, like, pumping over here.
Mate, you did it with...
pumping? Come on.
We did it with 15 seconds to spare, champion.
Nathan, that was almost impressive. So cool. Like, if I could give you a Commonwealth medal, I would.
Oh,
mate, congratulations. We will keep you on the line. We're going to give you $1,000. Have a good Wednesday, mate.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Sorry, I had to stop that. I'm getting far too excited. Oh my God.
I thought the Little Mermaid question was had him there.
Pass the today's ones. I got them wrong when we tested it. So mate.
I'm shaking.
If you want to be like Nathan tomorrow, 13, 12, 16, your chance to win $1,000 thanks to the pressure test. What a Wednesday.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, in case you've missed the last couple of weeks, we have been given the privilege and honour of naming a baby right here in central Queensland in exchange for a block of Cadbury caramel chocolate.
And one of our favourite people joins us on the phone right now, the baby mama. We got Stacey. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you going, buddy? How's it all feeling?
I heard you had a couple of scans on Monday. Is it all going well?
Yeah, everything's going good. He's moving around and lemon and cooking. And
that's great, mate. Now, we have, Jess and I, we've collated all the information from listeners and from people online about name suggestions for your baby the boy that's going to be gracing the world in about 12, 13 weeks' time.
Yeah.
So we're going to pitch them to you now, and then we're going to give you 24 hours to pick 8 of the 12 that are going to go on the Wheel of Baby Fortune.
Now, no pressure. If you only like 4 of these names, you come back to us and we will come up with more.
Let us know.
Okay?
Okay, cool,
so,
yeah.
I'm going to give you a few off the bat and just get your initial reactions before we send you the full list, okay?
Okay.
All right. So obviously one that's been pitched very heavily from someone across the desk from me.
What?
Timothy. How do you feel about Timothy being on the wheel?
It's actually been growing on me. Like the more and more I hear it, it's actually growing on me.
I'm glad it's growing on you because Tim does plan to put it on the board 4 times.
It's a non-negotiable, unfortunately. But that so
we'll... Big tick for Timothy.
Yeah.
One of our listeners yesterday, Stacey, suggested the name Bruce. And I think Bruce is going to be a good option.
Yeah. So we don't want you to say yes and no to them all right now. So we're just going to go through them.
You want me to read the next?
So we got Bruce.
Jesse.
For Jessica.
That's James.
For Jim, Jess and Tim.
Michael.
For Caramilk, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Cameron. For the Cara.
Yep.
Jet. Because it's the J from Jess and the J from Jess.
Surprisingly, we're bringing back to us a lot.
Someone has suggested Cornelius Quinton, as in his CQ. We threw that one on there. Maybe you like a quirky name.
Absolutely. You can throw that in the bin if you need to.
Theodore. We just really like Theodore.
Because it can be Teddy and Theodore.
Teddy's a cute nickname.
It is a cute little name.
Charlie. I've never met a bad Charlie.
No.
Both boys and girls. Reef, we really liked because it's quite an unusual name.
Great Barrier was taken, so we just went with Reef. And what are the final two, Jess?
John was suggested because John is the owner of Cadbury, John Cadbury.
John Cadbury.
And Curtis, because we're in central Queensland.
Curtis Island.
Why
not?
Curtis.
So we're going to send you that full list right now, and you can speak to your partner, speak to your family, speak to your friends, pick a top 8. Tim's unfortunately already in there, so and 8 besides Tim.
Send us which ones you actually like, and those ones are going on the wheel for you to have a spin next week.
Sounds perfect.
Thank you very much, Stacey. We'll chat to you very soon, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
Tim will check in tomorrow and see what Stacey likes from that list and whether we have to go straight back to the drawing board.
Fingers crossed, eh?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And we are celebrating this Good Friday with the Great Raft Regatta at the Gladstone Harbour Festival.
Anyone can enter, and to prove that, Tim and I are putting a raft into this race and hopefully not sinking.
So, Jess, as of tomorrow, which will be the first day of our build to make our raft, we have 11 days to get it finished, tested and approved, because you have to do that. You have to register your team, if you still haven't, at gladstonefestival.com/harbourfestival before March 19th. That's when it all closes.
We've got a lot of help from across central Queensland, Tim.
Yes.
Isabel from Portside Plumbing and her husband Nigel providing the pipes for the base of our raft.
Nice.
Then we've got Dave and his wife from Gladstone Bicycle Centre providing the platform and pretty much everything else on our raft.
We have a great team that we're putting together. And look, we just know that we're going to win.
Tim, I also got an email yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Someone is going to provide us with flower bombing utensils.
Slingshots.
Utensils. Well, I mean, they're building them from scratch for us to add to this raft.
That's pretty nice.
So, I mean, I want to keep it on the down low because we haven't sorted out all the details for that one yet.
Can we build it before we start adding accessories?
Yeah.
This is like you putting on eyeliner before your foundation and stuff. Is that how makeup works? I don't know how it works.
No, that was a great analogy. Well done, buddy. So tomorrow the build will start and then the accessorizing will begin. I feel properly useless at this point, like until the accessorizing starts happening.
If you do want to get involved, we still would like some members on our raft. If you want to win, essentially,
if
13, 12, 16.
If you have no skills like Tim and I, but you just want to be a part of the raft race on the day and you haven't built one yourself, give us a call, 13, yep. 12, 16. You're welcome to join ours.
We'll post a video up of the construction phase. we don't want to give away too many secrets because obviously there's other teams that are in the Gladstone Festival Great Raft Regatta, and we don't want them to know what our boat's necessarily going to fully look like.
Yeah, because we want to win. We're going in this to win
exactly.
And hoping we don't sink. That's our motto.
So if you want to register yourself or join our team, we'll give us a call if you want to join us, 13, 12, 16, or head to gladstonefestival.com/harbourfestival to register your raft today. Jess, we have Trending Now coming up in just a few minutes' time.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. And I want to talk about something that's coming to Australia that I know that you're very excited about, and maybe some people across central Queensland might be pumped too.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, look, I'm going to pitch something to you, and as well, if you're listening right now, I could be pitching this to you as well.
Right.
Look, Married at First Sight is a popular television show.
Oh, God.
And I was recently talking about best ways to go about you getting dates, people listening, trying to get dates.
No one asked you for your advice, mate.
I'm the doctor of love. And I want you to apply to be in next season's Married at First Sight.
Good Lord.
There are 7 things you need to have checked off before you can do your application.
Have you double checked whether these 7 things apply?
I've got these 7 things. So you must be over 25 years of age on the day of application. That's you already.
I'm 26.
You're 29,
yep.
So you're locked in. You're perfect age for love. Number 2, you must be an Australian citizen,
yes,
or permanent resident.
Tick.
So tick. All right. You must be single and genuinely, looking for love.
Well, I mean, if you're filling out this application for me, maybe that's not super genuine.
No, but I want you to fill it out. I don't have time for this. You will be required to provide proof of identity, so you've got a license or a passport.
Yep.
Please be honest with your answers and complete the form to the best of your ability.
So how long is this going to take? Because
potentially 7 hours.
Yeah.
Ensure you read the terms and conditions. Also, you must be available for one day between the 20th of May and the 10th of June 2018.
Okay.
So it is a wide spectrum of days you need to be.
I could find a day there.
And if selected for the show, you will need to be available for filming between August and December of this year.
Okay. All right. Is this just you trying to find a new co-host? Is that what
just for August to December. The entry's closed June 1st of this year.
Okay.
At hit.com.au, our own website is the article and what you can do, and then the link to apply to be on Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Do you think it is something you would be willing to do? I'm not saying you have to be on the show. Just apply. Imagine how famous you'd get.
I don't want fame. I want a husband.
Right. Okay.
And
you can have both.
The thought of not having to date and just jump straight to husband is appealing. But after
your parents would be stoked. From a Macedonian family.
My grandparents would be stoked. They'd be like, finally, she's accomplished something with her life.
Even though I have 2 degrees in a career. But thanks, Grandma. So look, will you just give it a fill out? Just give it a fill out. If you're listening right now as well, hit.com.au, check it out. And you can also, it's also up on our Facebook page. It's one of the most recent articles.
All right. I will fill it out.
It would make me so happy.
But I'm doing it on company time, okay?
Yeah, we'll get paid for it. I'll never ask you to do something if you're not getting paid, champ.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.